It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And thanks again to our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Artistry by Annette. Now, if you want amazing looking skin, and let's be honest, who doesn't? Go see Annette. She's in Novi, 248-980-6235. Ask for the Hydrafacial. I got one. Lynn got one.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh. We both looked 10 years younger. Okay, that might be slightly exaggerating.
10 months younger for sure.
Exactly. And she is so good. She will help you figure out exactly what your skin needs. And it's kind of like that micro needling that you see all the celebrities get, only it's like nano needling. So there's no downtime. It doesn't hurt. You don't end up all bright red. And right now, all new clients receive 20% off their first treatment. 248-980-6235. That's Artistry by Annette. And I know facials make me happy. Do they make you happy?
Yes, they definitely make me happy.
That's what we're talking about today. What makes you happy?
You know, when I was thinking about this, first of all, every time I thought about it, all I could keep hearing was that, these are a few of my favorite things.
See, your singing makes me happy.
Oh, that's nice. I love music. Music makes me very happy.
Okay.
And you want to know what I've realized? And I wish I'd realized this years ago. And I have to remind myself a lot. So, you know, your mood, or my mood, I should say, can be really affected by music and what you listen to in the car. So if I'm going to you know, I'm commuting to work or wherever, and I'm already kind of in a down mood, and I'm listening to like something that's just not exciting. Like, I mean, like a talk program, which can be exciting, but it's not like get you going or anything, right? I have found, and especially rediscovering this, I should say, a week ago, when I put on really good music, it can change my mood in a heartbeat. And it just makes me so happy. And, you know, I got a card from my son recently, and because of that, if you'd listened to the one podcast where I talked about my son didn't give me a card, I did get one, people. I got one and it was awesome. But he wrote in there that, you know, one of the things he got for me was my love of music. And I know, I was like, that meant a lot to me because, you know, you hope that something's making an impression or they remember something or what sticks out, you know, and you hope it's not just all the bad stuff or the things you did wrong. But yeah, I've always loved music. And I just, you know, when I sing it at the top of my lungs, it just puts you in a better mood, more energy. And I have found that when I get to the destination place, I am like way, way better than when I got in the car after I listened to some good, you know.
That is a great tip because music. I listen to, and like even when I run, I listen to audiobooks.
Oh,
because I'm such a voracious reader and I don't have time to sit and read all the books I want to read. So I listen to them. Well, plus I listen to thrillers when I run because I have found that when I want to stop running, either somebody dies or they discover a clue and I have to keep running so I can hear what happens.
Okay, that's really good. See, I have found, because I, on the treadmill, I cannot do anything serious on a treadmill. So I could not be listening to a book. I can't, you know, I try to watch TV when I'm on.
I can't do that.
See, but I can only watch things that don't have like super meaningful things behind it, like Real Housewives or anything like
that. You don't want a plot.
No, not when I'm on the treadmill. So it's either got to be really uplifting, fast music or like that TV you just kind of watch as a guilty pleasure, not something that I'm really trying to follow the plot or anything, you know, something.
See,
that's just
I can't
to
do
me.
It's so funny because my husband, he makes himself playlists for when he runs.
Yep.
And I can't do that because I get bored halfway through a song and I'll be like, why am I running? And I know it's, and I do like music and I enjoy music. I don't know why it doesn't, but I'm going to try using it to, and see if it affects my mood.
Maybe you should use one of my playlists.
Maybe I should.
Because I have a few that are marked like exercise or running, because those are the ones that put me in a really good mood.
I do have one that I like to play. Like if I'm alone at home in the afternoon and I'm baking or something, or if I'm cleaning the house, I do have a playlist that I've called, I don't even remember what I called it, but it's all music that I got from soundtracks of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of the songs remind me of a movie. So I feel like I'm in a movie and right. it's the scene where the heroine is cleaning her house. You know, it's right. so dumb.
No, but music can just really put you in a whole different place.
But it's like, oh, look, montage. Let's go try on different outfits.
There you go. You know what I did today? And I couldn't believe I did this. I was laughing by myself. I'm laughing, though. So I have like Alexa
yeah.
in the kitchen and I have Google in my bathroom for some reason. I don't know why. But
do they fight?
They kind of do. Okay. And I think they don't like that I play favorites because I think I use Alexa a lot more than I use Google. Yeah. Because she kind of has like a little sarcastic voice now.
Yeah.
Oh, Google does. But anyway, so in the morning, I like to listen to like Enya. You know, Enya just puts me in that like spa, relax. Let's just calm down before the day starts. So today I said, okay, Enya, play. Wait, what? I was like, sorry, Google. I mean, okay, Google, play Enya. But I was like, that's a problem when I'm like calling Google Enya because I just use that all the time. My habits need to change a little bit.
That's very funny. Yeah. Well, I have to admit that when you suggested this topic, what makes you happy? Mm-hmm. I really had to think about it because I remember a couple years ago, for some reason, I still get Oprah's magazine. I have no idea why. I never renew the subscription. It just keeps arriving. So I think if you're a woman over a certain age, you automatically get Oprah's magazine delivered to your house. I don't know. But I remember a couple years ago, the headline on it was, follow your bliss. And I'm like, I have no idea what my bliss is.
Right.
I was working full time. I had a kid in college. I had a kid in high school. I'm like, I wouldn't even know what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And so when you suggested it, I had to stop and think because mm-hmm. I feel like now I'm pursuing more of what makes me happy. But I'm like, am I really? Like, I don't know. I had to stop and think about it. Like, boy, does anything make me happy anymore?
Well, I think you bring up a good point. That's one of the reasons I suggested it because I need it to be reminded too because I don't think we take time out enough for things that truly make us happy. We're doing what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We're doing things that we like. But what really makes us happy?
I have no idea what makes me happy. I had to take a quiz online to find out makes me happy.
What did it say?
Well, it puts you in like categories of what to do that would make you happy. So mine fell under achiever.
Okay. I can see that.
Okay. But which is great to know. Mm-hmm. However, it's frustrating because I'm not in school, you know, where can I achieve? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I can set goals for myself and you know, oh, I'm going to run a mile faster. Or I'm going to run the 5K faster. But I don't know. Will that really make me happy? Like, I don't even know.
Right. Well, do you feel happy once you finish like a class that you've signed up for?
I do. And I feel happy when I get feedback on, because you know I'm taking a couple writing classes and I feel happy when I get feedback, of course happier about the positive feedback,
right?
But even when it's even when it's negative, it's like, oh, okay, I can fix that, like I can see how to do that.
Okay,
so I guess I do, but then I'm like, why should I need feedback? Why can't I just do things? What's wrong with me? Why am I so needy? And then I'm unhappy again because I've just discovered that I'm needy.
But like, does running make you happy? Does yoga make you happy?
They make me happy after I've done them.
Okay.
Like I'm never.
Yes. No, you just read my mind. I was going to say the same thing. Like I'm not always happy during something I'm doing, but I'm happy once I'm finished with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I'm not. Very rarely, unless it's like a gorgeous day outside and I know it's just going to be like, I'm going to be out in fresh air and it's beautiful and sunny. Very rarely am I'm so happy to go on a run.
Right.
Who is? I mean, if you are and you're out there, God bless you.
Every time I see people running, I'm like, I want to be that person.
I want to be someone who's excited.
I know you do, but I want to be the person. I always picture the prior to the running, like they're in their house. They're like, all right, I'm getting my shoes on, going running. Whereas every time I have to go do some exercise, I'm like, okay, get my shoes on. Let's go do this.
I told you, some days, if I'm not in the mood to work out and I know I need to, it's like, okay, just put on your workout clothes. You don't actually have to do anything. Just put your workout clothes on.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, once I put them on, I'll be like, oh, well, you're already dressed for this.
Yeah, you might as well go.
It's like putting on a wedding dress. Well, you're dressed to get married. You might as well go
just go. Right. Well, you know what else makes me happy is staying healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. And traveling.
Oh, I love to travel.
Traveling and being healthy. And speaking of the two, did you know that airplanes are filled with nasty germs?
I get sick every time I fly.
A lot of people say that, actually. A lot of people come back and say, I got sick from the airplane, mm-hmm. all those germs. Well, they're right. Because I've noticed that after I fly, someone in the family inevitably, you know, gets a cold, gets sick, something. And we're talking about what makes us happy, and we all usually watch what we eat and make sure we exercise. So why would we want to stay healthy when we fly? Well, that's exactly the reason why SeatSitter's travel kit was created. It was for clean, healthy travel. And the kit comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. So if you have nut allergies or someone in your family does, you can just put that right on your tray, and so the flight attendant will realize that you have that allergy. And for under $20 per kit, you can fly healthy too. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member or coming home from a great vacation and having someone get sick. Order your SeatSitters kit today at SeatSitters.com. That's SeatSitters.com. And you know, speaking of music, it leads me to another thing that I really enjoy because I love singing Broadway show tunes. So I
know you do.
Yeah, I love.
And you are very good at it. You're like funny. An undiscovered talent.
Yeah. It's all about the attitude. And I always said, if you sing really loud, people have to assume they think you're good, you know? But I'm not. I just sing loud with confidence. People are like, oh, she really, and I act it out like Broadway. That's why I really like the Broadway.
But that's all anybody wants. I'm gonna tell you a short story. When my daughter started figure skating, she was always a nervous athlete. And so she had a friend who was a very natural athlete, but didn't pay attention to the routine. And they're learning a routine for ice show. And her friend was a very natural athlete, but was like doing it, you know, like, whatever. And my daughter learned it, was, you know, stuck to the choreography, but was very like doing it perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I said, who would you rather watch? Would you rather watch somebody who's out there just throwing their arms up, having the time of their life? Or would you rather watch someone who's doing it perfectly, but carefully? Mm-hmm. And of course, I acted this out for her.
Oh, of course.
And she said, I want to watch the first person.
Yeah.
I said, well, then you need to be the first person.
Mm-hmm.
And she got that immediately. And one of my greatest thrills was after every ice show, at least one other parent would come up to me and say, I love watching your daughter skate. She looks like she's having the time of her life.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she was,
right.
But she had to know that it was okay to show that.
Right.
So I love that because it's if you do enjoy something.
Oh, I love it.
It's like letting every, like doing it that way, it makes everybody happy, I think.
Oh, my daughter will get in the car and say, and like not say anything to me, I should say, she'll just put on like something from Wicked or Chicago with her friends in the car and say, oh, watch my mom sing this. So, yeah.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Exactly. And so then I feel like I really have to, you know, go
on
the
show.
Yes, and I do, of course.
Of course you do.
But yeah, so I love seeing shows. I love, you know, a good, you know, musical, especially. I love seeing musicals. That makes me happy.
So are you trying to find ways to incorporate more of these things that make you happy into your life now?
Okay, so I as everyone, you know, we all have a lot going on.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like and this is probably sad now that I'm, but I feel like I have to, you know, I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel just yet where I can start incorporating more of these things. But I feel like I'm more, you know, conscientious of the fact that I need to do that. So it's like on the horizon for me. Like I want to start doing more of these things just as soon as things start calming down a little bit more.
Okay, and I'm going to suggest something. I know I've recommended this book to you before. It's called The Artist's Way, and I read it years and years ago. It's still in print. It's for anybody, actually, who wants to feel more creative or get back to feeling more creative. And one of the things that the author, Julia Cameron, recommends is what she calls an artist date. And it's you set aside 1 hour a week, and you take yourself out and do whatever it is that makes you happy. And one, and I know you're busy. But
no,
I know
but
your
1 hour
schedule.
A week is good.
You could do, and you owe that to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't you owe yourself at least 1 hour a week?
Well, I think that you and I just came up with a good plan. We're gonna like hike on Saturdays and find different trails, which this is interesting. If you didn't know this, there's apparently like 30 great hiking trails in Michigan that we never heard of that are not far from where we live. So if you're in Michigan and you're interested in doing that, definitely all I did was Google hiking trails in Michigan.
Yeah, I had no idea either.
Right. So
Because I thought you had to go out west to hike or whatever.
Right here in our own state. So that's something that I'm looking forward to because I like being outdoors.
Yes.
Something else that makes me really happy is in the spring and summer, I always, always love sitting on my deck.
I love sitting outside.
That's all I love to do. I'll take an iPad out there or a magazine, I'd like to say a book, but I have to start reading more, but I'll take my iPad out there and I just sit out there. Usually wine makes me happy. A glass of wine and or two. And then I sit.
Wine just makes me forget that I'm not unhappy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. See, you're looking at it like glass half empty. And my comment was more glass half full.
Your wine glass is half full.
My glass is always half full because I keep the bottle right there.
Yeah.
I like sitting outside. So being outside makes me happy. So I thought, well, this is great. If we commit to trying, every Saturday that we can fit in to go hiking somewhere different. How fun will that be? We'll be outdoors. We'll be seeing some.
So you are
scenery.
Already naturally yes. trying to incorporate yes. the artist date,
yeah,
as she
I think
calls
so.
It.
Well, I think I didn't know I was doing that, but you just brought it up and on Saturdays. Now
well, good because you make it sound like you were waiting until
I meant like waiting. No, I know. Yeah, for some there's lots of things I want to start doing more of. You know
what are they?
Like some cooking classes.
Oh,
I think I'm a pretty. I mean, okay, if my kids are listening, they would start laughing as soon as that sentence started to come out of my mouth. I can. Cook. If you can read a recipe.
You can heat food to the proper temperature so that it is edible.
Yes. But the dishes that I would make would not be what anyone would call an incredible dish or anything that I would want to brag about, right? It's all like two or three ingredient meals, okay?
Yeah.
But I want to get more into creating some awesome sauces or, I don't want to just make salmon. I want to make something great that goes on top of the salmon and that kind of stuff. I mean, you're really good at that. Like you were just telling me something that you had that feta whip or something at a restaurant recently. And as soon as you were telling me about it, I'm like, I bet you're going to make it. And then you literally said, I am going to figure out how to make this.
I am going to figure out how to make it because it was delicious.
Yeah. And I look forward to trying because you usually do a really good job when you do that.
Well, thank you. I do enjoy cooking. It's harder for me now because my son has allergies.
Okay.
So it's not like I can just whip up a complicated recipe because mm-hmm. he can't eat half the ingredients. I don't eat meat, so I kind of miss that. Mm-hmm. Because my daughter was always my food, my eating partner.
Right. Okay.
Because
I can be your eating partner. I'll do it.
Will
I'll take one for the team.
Will you accept this eating partner ring?
Yes, I do. my cousin Kathy, she is awesome at what you just what we were just talking about, having something at a restaurant and then figuring out how to make it. I mean, to the nth degree with spices and everything. I'm
really?
Always, I've always been
I don't think I'm
of that.
That good at it.
She's
but I
real
am.
Good.
One thing I am good at is if I'm going to figure it out, I am good at asking questions and asking for advice. What do you think this is missing?
Mm-hmm.
One time my sisters were down. I was making soup and it just didn't taste. Oh, I know. It was a squash bisque.
Oh, nice.
It was really good. But my sister's it needs some acid. It needs malt vinegar or what's that?
Oh, okay.
And I'm I never would have added that. And then I added it and it was the perfect
really?
Thing. And I was so grateful that she was there and told me. And how did this turn into a podcast about recipes?
I don't know, but what makes us happy? So another thing that makes me happy, first of all, I love when my family's all together and we're all getting along.
Yes.
And doing something nice together. Even if it's a dinner, whatever, that makes me feel happy. My dogs make me very happy. I have three and they are to me the best, but I love, love, love being with my dogs. If I'm having a bad day, they can always make it the better.
I love that you know what makes you happy because I hope I'm not the only one. I hope there's other people out there. I mean, I don't hope this,
right?
But if there are other people out there who are going, I don't know what makes me happy. You're not alone.
No,
because I said, when you brought up the topic, I'm like, well, what does make me happy? I do when my family's all here and mm-hmm. we're all together.
Mm-hmm.
I like watching my children succeed.
I wrote that down too when I was thinking about this.
My son has started doing stand-up comedy.
Which is awesome.
Going to some open mic nights. And it's not even so much watching him perform. I kind of don't watch. I record him for him so he has it later because and I did the same when my daughter was a skater. I kind of watch with my hand over my eyes, mm-hmm. please don't fall, please don't fall. So it's not even the watching of him. It's afterwards when I'm watching his reaction to how he did.
Yeah.
And he's so happy that that makes me happy. Yeah. But I feel like I've gotten away from what makes me personally happy. Mm-hmm. And so like here's like a little inside story for everybody. 8 years or so ago, I went back to work on the radio. And it was because I knew my kids were going to be going to college. And I was like, ooh, we need money for college. So I've had a nice run of doing freelance stuff at home. It's time to get back to work full time. Luckily, something came up and it was on the morning show at WOMC. And I went in as the traffic reporter. And I had been a traffic reporter and then been promoted. Mm-hmm. And nothing against traffic reporters, but you know how it is when you take a step back to a position you had before, it kind of feels like a demotion, sure. You know? And I'm like, but I don't care. I know why I'm here. I know I'm here to make money for college. And I was like, I'm just going to go in, do my job well, and go, and I won't have to take it home with me. And then, so I got in and I really liked my co-host, Bobby Mitchell, and we hit it off right away. And right away, he was appreciative of my contributions and made me contribute more. And I was so happy because I was like, oh my gosh, like this is what I really want to do. I didn't want to just go in and put in my time and you know right. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I really wanted to be creative and put into something. But I was like, this is not my thing. It's not my show. I'm just here to help. I'm happy to do that. But then when he recognized that I could and I wanted to and basically made that happen, I was so happy.
Oh, that's huge.
It was huge. Mm-hmm. So I guess that does fall under that achiever thing.
For sure.
Or that needy, notice me,
no,
I don't
think
know.
It's the achiever thing. Because I think helping people is something else that makes me, you know, happy. So when I was a sales manager, I would be the happiest when I would go on a call with somebody and we would close a piece of business together or whatever, and I knew how excited they were. It would be like the best part of my job was doing that. And now with what I do, I get to help clients. So if I'm coming up with like something creative and they like it, you know, that gives me really excited and
yes.
having success that way makes
you
me
do
excited.
When because you'll talk to me about yeah. like, oh, we gave this to this client and they were so excited.
Yeah.
And you are like legit excited
yeah.
to like see how excited they were.
So I think it kind of goes, it's when you're, you know, I think this is, but having someone recognize and kind of appreciate it and even grow us more, like
yes.
with what Bobby was doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it also made Bobby be somewhat happy to see, you know, you appreciate it and grow and get excited about that, want to even do more.
I hope so.
You know what I mean?
I think it did.
So it's,
we had a darn good run.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, we would love to hear about what makes you happy. So
yeah.
find our Facebook page, check out our website, stacyandlynpodcast.com. That'll show you how to get to all of our social media. Thank you again to our sponsors, seatsitters.com and Artistry by Annette. And again, let us know what makes you happy. We would love to hear about it. And we would love to revisit this topic again with your comments. And we will see you next week.